With the pandemic far from over and medical costs rising, doctors are warning that Australia's bulk billing system is on the verge of collapse. A federal Medicare task force has flagged voluntary patient enrolment as a key area of focus for the task force. The plan would potentially allow doctors to spend more time with patients and treat patients after hours, but critics say it won't fix the immediate crisis. Dr. Steve Robson is an obstetrician and gynaecologist and the new federal president of the Australian Medical Association. Dr. Robson, welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
For the first time, the gap fee people pay to see a GP is higher than the rebate they get from Medicare. What's driving the cost increase?
The cost increase happened because Medicare and the rebate system were set up in a different era 35 years ago, and the rebates that a doctor would receive if they bulk bill have gone up at about the same rate as your fingernails grow, whereas we know that the cost of providing care has gone crazy, and it's just impossible for practices to maintain any sort of financial viability with the costs they're facing at the moment and the rebate system that's been around for so long. So we really need to modernise this.
The Health Minister, Mark Butler, has blamed the actions of the previous government for pulling funding from Medicare. Is he right, and is Labor doing enough to fix the problem?
Well, there was a big freeze on the increase in Medicare rebates that went on for close to 8 years, and it actually involved both parties, Labor and the Coalition, when they're in government. So I think the idea now is to recognise that that was a catastrophe for bulk billing and that we need to move forward with the new government and seize the day to try and fix this for patients' sake.
Why is the system of bulk billing reaching crisis point? And what kind of health consequences are you worried about as a result of this?
So bulk billing is a system where if you see a doctor, the doctor will down the track receive some money from Medicare, and the amount of money, less than $40, $39 for a consultation with a doctor, when it went up this year, it went up from $39.10 to $39.70, whereas we know that inflation's gone crazy. So one of the big issues that patients face is the patients who need the most care, people with chronic and complex health conditions who have to see their GPs a lot, are often people who are under financial strain as well. And if they can't be bulk billed, they will, not want to go to the doctor because they can't afford it, or end up with conditions getting out of control in public hospitals. So it's absolutely critical that GPs are funded in such a way, in particular, they can look after people with chronic conditions, mental health conditions, people who need a lot of care but often don't have the financial resources to be able to afford it at the moment, the way things stand.
You're only new in the role, I know, but was the Australian Medical Association aware there were essentially two health ministers during the pandemic?
Oh, look, probably I'm only new in the role, and I'd rather look forward than look in the rearview mirror, Patricia.
But from the AMA's perspective, does having two health ministers acting at the same time create confusion, problems? What's your view?
Well, look, we think there are plenty of health ministers at the moment that we have to deal with. So, the minimum number would be good.
Thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Dr. Steve Robson is an obstetrician and gynaecologist and the new federal president of the Australian Medical Association. And you're listening to ABCRN Breakfast.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.